Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this morning. I'm Brian Ott, and you know we appreciate everybody that tunes in. Saturday morning, we come to you every week. And really, the premise is just to talk to you a little bit about long-term care planning and how it can affect you and some of the options that are available. And a special thank you to everybody that came to our classes last week. We had a couple of really great classes over in Bellevue. And again, if you've never been to the class or looked them up, the idea of the class is to give you a resource to come in, sit down, and learn about some of these things you're going to hear us talk about on the radio. How do I put a long-term care plan in place? What does it pay for? Where does it pay for care? What are the different types of options available out there for long-term care planning? So, had a great just turnout the last week. Really love meeting all of you that come to the classes because we get to answer your questions. And we've got another class coming up. Believe it or not, we're rolling into November here, just finishing up the end of October. And then November is going to be our next class, and that is on our website already. That's going to be November the 16th. That's a Saturday, a 9 a.m. kickoff. And I will tell you to go ahead and try to get logged on our website at 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on the homepage. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Click on the upcoming events. You can register. We just ask that you register because we have limited seats in the training room. And just due to the holidays coming up and the scheduling, and I've got some traveling commitments in November, we're going to be limited to this one class in November. So again, Saturday, November 16th at 9 a.m. The classes are free. The great thing about the class, come to the class. We're going to give you a book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, is really just kind of a condensed version of what's on our website in a paperback format that we give to everybody. And it's something that you can take with you, read through, look at some of the examples. And everything I cover in the classes are in this book as well, too. So again, November 16th is our next class, and that is a Saturday at 9 a.m. Now, at our classes, my favorite part about these classes is we get a lot of questions, and we also give the listeners a chance to send questions into us on our website as well. You will see right there on the homepage under the upcoming events, Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. And so if you log on to our website, again, that website's 525longtermcare.com. 525 Advisors will get you there as well, too. But you'll see where you can submit that question, and it gives you a chance to send us a question. I know there's a lot of people that aren't in the Bellevue area that we help, so maybe this is your way to get a question to us, and we'll pick through those questions and read it back on the air. And this week, I've got a question that came from James over in Woodinville. And I will tell you right now, I get this question just about every single class that I teach. It's that common, and it's a very important question. And here's what James says. He just worded his a little bit differently, but James asks, what happens if the insurance company makes a poor investment and loses my money? So a lot of people will say, hey, you know, what happens if the company goes out of business or this or that? And James is saying, what happens if they make a poor investment and they lose my money? Are they going to be able to pay my claim? So what protection does James have with insurance? Now, I understand this question, and it really leads me to what we're going to talk about today on the show is how insurance companies work and what they do with their money. But before we get there, let's just talk about what insurance is. Insurance is really about mitigating risk. Now, the insurance companies, that's their business, is risk management. So they're looking at a perceived risk, and they're trying to figure out, how do I manage this risk? How do I offer a product that can manage this risk, and how do I keep the company's doors open and stay profitable? So that's their job. Now, for us as consumers, it's really, you know, when we think about this, it's about the guarantee. Why do we have insurance? Why would anybody get insurance? From the consumer's point of view, it's about the guarantee. So we have this perceived risk out there that we know if that risk happens, whether it's my house burning down or my wrecking my car or becoming disabled, that I have a guarantee. And that's what insurance provides us. It provides us this guarantee. It's not a maybe. That's the difference between an investment and insurance. Investments are based on probability and maybe. Insurance is based on guarantees. So the insurance companies are in the business of mitigating this risk, but they also have to provide a guarantee to the consumers, because that's why we as consumers put insurance plans in place. We want a guarantee. If this happens, this is going to be the net result. If I die, my family gets a check for X amount of money. That's the way life insurance works. If somebody steals my car, someone's going to give me a check to buy another car. That's the way auto insurance works. So that's the idea of it. We buy it for the guarantee. The insurance company's job is to mitigate that risk and manage that risk. Now, states, what you need to know is what happens to the money you put in. You're basically paying a premium, right? That's how we get this insurance, is we pay a premium to the insurance company. That insurance company in return gives us that guarantee. They say, look, you pay me $1,000 a year, and I guarantee you that if your house burns down, we will write you a check for the $600,000 it takes to rebuild it. Okay. So what do those insurance companies really do with your premiums as you write those checks every year? Well, what they're going to do is they're going to put it in their general account. But here's the thing. The states regulate insurance companies. They regulate how they can invest this money and where they can invest this money. So most of the insurance companies will put money into what they call a cash reserve account to make sure that they have those reserves available to pay those claims. And that is going to be regulated by the states, and it's going to be audited on an ongoing basis. So every time an insurance company sells a new auto insurance policy, they have to increase their reserves to be able to pay claims for that. And that's all based on actuarial science and things like that that we'll talk about in a little bit. But really, James, this is such a good question. What happens if the insurance company makes a poor investment? Well, you've got to understand that every single state is going to have some kind of guarantee behind that. And you can find that information out in our state here in Washington at the Washington State Insurance Commissioner. If you live in Colorado, you can go to Colorado's State Insurance Commissioner and you can find that information. But the whole idea is the insurance companies really are not investing your money the way you think they are. They don't have that opportunity to have that huge loss like it happened in 2008. And I think that's what a lot of people worry about when they ask these questions. So we're going to talk about that, though, in today's show. So we're going to head into our first break. But stick around. When we come back, let's spend a little bit of time on how insurance companies put that money to work. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't in just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They're responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in on this Saturday morning. So, again, you heard some ads. We have some. We have one class coming up in November, believe it or not. We're just finishing up October this weekend, and then we're rolling into November, and that next class is November 16th at 9 a.m. in Bellevue. And again, the class is free. We got free parking. We have a really nice training room. We just have limited seats, so that's why we ask that you sign up, but there is no fee for that. So just come, sit down, learn. It's just a way for you to really get some questions answered. And really, I always talk about long-term care planning. The first step in the process for us is education. So start with educating yourself on understanding what it is, what it pays for, where it pays for care, the difference in the different types of plans. And then when you're ready to start sitting down and designing a plan, you're just so much further ahead of everybody else. And one of the goals of 525 Advisors is to make sure that we're not selling you an insurance plan. We're actually helping design one for you, and you understand it. And that's a huge difference. So again, the next class is going to be November 16th at 9 a.m. in Bellevue. And again, 525longtermcare.com is where you're going to sign up, right there on the homepage. Now, we started the show off with a question from James over in Woodinville, just wanting to know, you know, what happens if the insurance company makes a poor investment and loses my money? And this is a common question that I get, because again, that's our fear, right? We've worked hard, we've saved all this money. And especially when we start looking at these asset-based long-term care plans, a lot of people will fund these with a single deposit to the insurance company. And the problem you have with that is you're saying, well, I'm going to take this money that I've worked really hard for. It's over in the bank. It's in a CD. It's in my retirement account, wherever it is. And I'm going to transfer that over to this insurance company. Well, what happens if they're not around? What happens if they go out of business? This is a very, very common question. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time today just talking a little bit about how insurance companies manage their investments and what they actually do with the money that you give them. Number one, I want you to understand is that an insurance company is really what we call, they work on what they call statutory reserves. And each state mandates these reserve requirements for insurance companies. Now, when I say each state, every state in the union has what they call a insurance commissioner. And so the National Association of Insurance Commissioners is usually a group made up of these different insurance commissioners from all different states, and they set laws and they set guidelines. But every state has a way to break down and require reserves on any particular insurance company. So this is part of the problem you heard in the election last year in the series when they're talking about needing to break down the state lines on insurance. Well, because what they mean by that is a product may be available here, but it's not available in California because their state insurance commissioner won't allow that. But as a general rule, there is a compact, what we call the compact states, and that is actually 44 states and Puerto Rico, so a total of 45 insurance commissioners working together that set some guidelines, and so that kind of simplifies the process. But ultimately, it is the states that are going to require, by law, how much money the insurance companies have to have in reserves. Now, what they have to do with this reserves is have it in cash or what we call readily marketable security. So usually government bonds is the main thing that these insurance companies keep their cash in. Now, they have to have this cash because they've got to be ready to pay a claim. I mean, if you're looking at like a property casualty insurance company, they don't know when the next tornado is going to hit or the next hurricane or the next fire. So they have to have cash ready to pay those claims right away. And so all insurance companies work this way. The vast majority of their assets are in cash or in bonds or in what we call readily marketable securities. So some corporate bonds, but most of them are government bonds. The McCarran-Ferguson Act of 1945 is what gave the states the right to regulate insurance. So insurance companies cannot just go out and say, hey, I'm going to put all my money in Amazon because I think Amazon's going to do really well. And then we'll have all this extra money and we can make the profit and pay claims as they come in. They can't do that. They've got to have that cash available to pay the claims. And so the idea is that all these insurance companies are competing with each other, so they can't just set their premiums at whatever level they want. They've got to be competitive in the marketplace. And so the margins are relatively thin, and that's all going to be based on performance and actuarial science. And what are they getting on that cash reserves? They're not in the stock market. They're in the cash reserves. That's really where most of their money is. Now, basically, statutory reserves apply to a wide range of insurances, including life insurance companies, property, so property and casualty, so think of homeowners and in car insurance, health and long-term care insurance. So all of these insurance companies are going to have reserve requirements. So the long-term care insurance, that was one of the big issues with Genworth. If anybody has a Genworth policy out there, that's a publicly traded company, so you can jump online and you can read the shareholder minutes for Genworth. Genworth has what they call a shortfall of cash reserves. So the regulators are coming in and saying, look, you need to put more cash reserves into the cash reserve account because you've been taking more applications. And for whatever reason, it's probably due to the low performance on interest rates that they haven't been getting their expected return on their prior deposits into the cash, so to speak. So what I mean by that is people have been paying premiums for the last 10 or 20 years into Genworth. Well, Genworth, when they wrote those policies out and they were planning, they're looking into the future, they're trying to estimate, we're probably going to get, you know, 3 or 4% return on our government bonds. And that's based on historical averages. Now, what happened is interest rates went to the floor and they started getting 1%, 1 to 2%. So that has really put a crunch on the cash reserve. So the insurance companies now have to start putting more of the premium into the cash reserves. And if they don't have that available, then they have to start raising premiums. That's what happened with the Genworth company. You can read about that online. But the bottom line is all of the companies are going to have some similar formula where they have to look at number of policies they have. They got to look at data. They've got to basically use past history and try to figure out what the market's going to provide on that cash reserves. And then they know that if we have to have X amount per client, we are going to get X amount return on that money. This is how much money we have to set aside. So the bottom line is it's really the states that regulate how much money these insurance companies must keep on reserve. Now, there is a direct calculation based on performance, like I was saying, and what we call actuarial science. So let's go down a rabbit hole for this on a second. Actuarial science. So these insurance companies have what they call actuaries. What an actuary does is it looks at the village. So let's pick an insurance. Let's say it's homeowners insurance. They're going to look at this village of 100,000 people, and they're going to study it for 100 years. And they keep track of all this data. And after a while, they start seeing these patterns develop. And they can say, look, on average, we're going to have 50 house fires. Out of those 50 house fires, on average, 5 of them are going to burn completely down. And so that's what actuarial science does. We do the same for life. Life expectancies, they use life expectancy tables, and those change. Actually, the new CSO tables for 2020 just came out, so insurance companies are changing their expectations based on life expectancy, new advances in medical insurance, different things like that. So actuarial science is always kind of moving. It's always improving there. And they have all these computers now that they have a tremendous amount of data that they didn't have 50 years ago. So they use this actuarial science to try to figure out this is really the risk that we're facing moving forward. Now, that's going to be what they use to kind of set a baseline, and the states are going to look at that information and say, this is what we want you to have in cash reserves. And then most of the good insurance companies, the A-plus rated insurance companies out there, are going to go above and beyond that. And what they do with that is they're going to have either additional cash reserves, or they're going to do what they call a secondary level of insurance behind their insurance contract. So they may have another company that comes in and says, look, if the hurricane hits, we will pay the first $1 billion of claims, and then this other company will pick up the next $1 billion of claims. So it's what they call reinsurance. So that all goes into the calculations when the states look at these insurance companies and they say, how much cash reserves do you have? How much reinsurance do you have? Okay, the bottom line is we feel comfortable that this insurance company is going to be able to pay their claims, because that's what they're really trying to make sure, is that the insurance company can give that guarantee. Remember from the beginning of the show, that's why we as consumers get insurance, is for that guarantee. And as soon as an insurance company cannot pay a claim, then that insurance becomes worthless. So the states really put a lot of thought and effort into regulating these insurance companies to make sure that that guarantee is sound. Now, insurance companies are restricted on how they can invest this cash reserve money that they've got to have. They cannot go put this into the stock market. And I've actually heard different advisors say this. I heard an attorney say this a couple weeks ago in an event, that they just invest the money in the stock market. That is not true. The vast majority of money is going to be in bonds or cash equivalents. That is what insurance companies do. They put their money into what they call bonds or cash equivalents. And so it might be some small corporate bonds, but most of it's going to be cash and government securities. Now, with some excess or some percentage of that, they might do some mortgage-backed securities. So think of the big companies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. These are companies that will sell bonds, and that's the money that they're using to loan you and I to buy a home. So insurance companies are a big buyer of those mortgage-backed securities. But again, not the subprime. They're usually going to be buying the A-plus, the Fannie Mae, or the Freddie Mac, the safer A-plus rated mortgage-backed securities, so to speak. But overall, when we look at how an insurance company invests those proceeds, those premium payments that we give them, less than 5% is in stocks. And I'll tell you what, folks, for some companies, this is based on the life and the long-term care companies, less than 5% is going to be put in that stock market. And if they do have money in the stock market, most of the time they're also using options to offset any losses or to capitalize on some of the gains. So again, the real understanding that you need to take away from this is that the insurance companies operate on what we call a cash reserve system. That's where their money is, and it's so that they can pay the claims and provide those guarantees. The states regulate those companies, and now the states are also the ones that are going to sit there and see the red flags if the companies fall below what they need to have on their cash reserves. So we're going to head into our next break, taking a little bit of news break here, but we will be right back. I've got a client of the week that I want to go over with you, so stick around to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. What happens if I don't use my long-term care insurance?
You know, Dory, nobody likes to pay for something they don't use. In the past, if you never used your long-term care insurance, the premiums you paid were simply gone, just like homeowners or car insurance. But you know what? Things have changed. We now have new programs that will pay you back even if you don't use them for long-term care. You can find out about all the new programs, including ones that pay you back, at 525longtermcare.com. While you are there, you can send us your question and even sign up for a free class. And don't forget to join us every Saturday morning on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up Saturday, November 16th. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, we've got another class coming up in November. We're only going to have the one class on November the 16th at 9 a.m. So you hear some of the ads. You're going to hear them running. Jump on now and get signed up, because, again, we'll probably fill this class up a little early since it's our only class. We usually do two a month, but just because of the holidays and scheduling, we're just going to do the one on Saturday the 16th. So that's your next chance to come see us over in Bellevue and learn about some of these things that we're talking about. Now, you know, one of the bit that we did the show today, you can always get our podcast at the website at 525longtermcare.com and listen to it at, you know, your own schedule if you missed part of the beginning. But really, the show today, we were just talking about how insurance companies take your premiums and what they do with that money. A lot of people are assuming that the insurance companies are investing them, but the reality is the vast majority of your premiums are set in some kind of cash reserve account that is regulated by the states. And the reason why this question comes up is because we have so many people that will set up these new asset-based plans, and they love the way the plans work. They love the idea behind them. But what they're really saying is, what happens if the insurance company goes out of business? Again, if the bank, you know, if I have $100,000 in the bank and the bank collapses, well, I've got FDIC insurance. Well, what you're going to find at the state, you can go to any state insurance commissioner, and you can find out about the state guarantee trust association. Basically, what the insurance guarantee associations do is they protect policyholders and claimants in the event of an insurance company's impairment or insolvency. That's really what they're designed for. Every single state has one, and they will explain on the website what limits are and what they will come in. So there is that safety net there. However, that being said, the reality is the states are going to regulate these insurance companies so they can't get to that situation. And that's what you need to understand. That's why these insurance companies, that a lot of them that we work with, have been around 120, 130, 140 years. They're A-plus rated. They just take a different outlook on, you know, they use their actuarial science. They're very conservative, and they are not putting themselves at a risk to the ups and downs of the market. And that's why we have insurance. We have it for the guarantee, and the insurance are there to mitigate that risk and make sure that they have the money to back that guarantee. And so all of that is really highly regulated. And so, again, a very safe place to have your money. Now, I've got a client of the week in here, and this is a great example of somebody that wanted to just come in and fund an asset-based plan, but they were certainly concerned about what happens to this money. And so that's why we're kind of talking about that on the show today. But this is Lawrence, who is 70, and Ruth, who is 67. You know, they were very, very interested in maximizing their protection because they've started to see family, friends go through these long-term care situations. They had put a lot of effort into an estate plan process, which I think everybody needs to do. You know, you get your will, get your medical directives, your power of attorneys, you know, set up a trust. If you want to set up a trust, figure out how you want your assets to be passed on. All of that stuff is important. But what that does, the estate plan does, what it lacks is it does not provide long-term care protection. And I think a lot of people get confused on that. They think that if I have a trust, then somehow I'm protected against long-term care, and it's just not true. You can protect assets from Medicaid spend-down, but you have to put that money into an irrevocable trust 5 years before a long-term care event happens. That's the look-back period, so to speak. So a lot of people get confused on this. And Lawrence and Ruth had been listening to our radio show, and they came into one of our classes because they had been to one of these events where they went in and they did some estate planning, and they thought they had a really good plan. But what I always point out on this is what we're talking about a lot of times in this estate plan, whether it's a safe harbor trust or a spousal protection trust or whatever they call it, really what they're saying is if I die, then half of the estate goes into this trust so that my wife only has to spend down half of the estate before Medicaid kicks in. Now, the problem with that is what if I don't die? What if I end up in a long-term care event? And so that's what Lawrence and Ruth came to us saying, you're right. You know, we've thought we were protected, but it was really based on, you know, Lawrence was just assuming he would die first since he was the oldest. So anyway, they came to one of our classes and we talked about their estate plan. We talked about what they wanted to have happen and everything was really laid out nicely. But the one lacking point to is what happens if they get sick. One of them, their health is compromised, either or both of them. They don't really, you know, it could go on for 8 or 10 years or a 5-year claim and they're spending an extra $100,000 a year. How do you account for that? Where does that money come from? And it would really put a dent in their estate planning ideas. So we sat down and we looked at their total estate and they had done a really great job saving assets. They had multiple assets. They had investments. They had real estate properties. They had things they wanted to pass on to the family, but they didn't have any long-term care protection. So what we did is we came up with a plan that's going to provide each of them with $11,126 a month of long-term care. Folks, this is what I really call a maximum benefit plan, $133,500 a year per person for an unlimited amount of time. So think about this. If Lawrence and Ruth both end up on long-term care together, they're pulling out another $267,000 a year tax-free that's going to pay for that long-term care. And that's really going to be the emphasis that protects their entire estate because they're not going to be having to convert other assets to income. They did this by making a single deposit of $387,000. So just one and done. Now, this is a classic example. Lawrence wants to know, if I deposit $387,000 with the insurance company, how do I know that I'm going to actually get the benefit for that? So that was the premise of the show, talking about the guarantees and how these insurance companies have to actually take and keep your money in cash reserves to provide those guarantees. But the bottom line is, with a $387,000 deposit, they each get $133,500 tax-free for long-term care for the rest of their life. Now, they also get some additional benefits on this. Caregiver training, $22,000. That means either one of them can get trained to help out if they want to help out in a long-term care situation. They also get $22,000 out tax-free to pay for medical equipment and home improvements. And so this, the point is, if Lawrence has a stroke and he's in the hospital and then they're bringing him home and they need a wheelchair ramp and they need some grab handles and they need to put a stair lift in their house, they can do all that and they can use this benefit, $22,000 tax-free. They're still going to get their $11,000 a month for long-term care as well, too. Now, the great thing about this asset-based plan is this is a plan that's going to pay the estate back whether they lose it or not. If they do not use their plan, $370,000 is going to go back tax-free to their estate. Now, they put $387,000 in. They're guaranteed to get $370,000 back. They're getting almost 100% of their money back. We could have designed it where they put a little bit more money in and they would have gotten all of their money back or more, but that's not the most efficient way to design these plans because statistically speaking, Lawrence and Ruth, or both of them, one or either or both, will use this for long-term care. So what we're really trying to do is mitigate the cost, but going in there, minimize that. So $387,000 in, they get $370,000 back, but they have maximum long-term care protection. And what I mean by that is they have an unlimited lifetime benefit. So there's a lot of companies out there that will offer us a plan and say, hey, give me $200,000 and we'll guarantee you $200,000 back all years, even if you cancel your policy. The problem with those policies is they are limited. They're going to be a limited amount of time and then you're going to run out of insurance. This policy maximizes insurance. And really, that's the problem with insurance, right? We don't know where we're going. We don't know what this event's going to be. So by maximizing your protection on an unlimited amount of coverage, that's equivalent to saying, I'm insuring my house in case the whole thing burns down. Even though statistically most homes don't burn completely down, we're going to insure for that reason. So again, one single deposit, $387,000, guaranteed to pay the estate back $370,000. Now, what that also means is if one of them goes on a claim and they just use $100,000, they're going to look at that guarantee return of $370,000 and they're going to give subtract out what they paid in long-term care and return the difference back to the estate. So the estate would still get $270. So they're essentially guaranteed to get back the money that they put into this plan, either through long-term care or through a tax-free benefit, a death benefit paid back to the estate. However, what we're really getting this for is just do the math on this. What if one of them's on claim for the average claim, just the average, 4 years? Now all of a sudden they've pulled out over $500,000 tax-free of long-term care. And if that claim goes average of a cognitive claim, maybe 7 years or 8 years, guess what? That benefit keeps coming in. And the other person is protected as well, too. So again, maximum protection, unlimited lifetime benefit for two people. And this is, I tell you what, these are the type of plans that just really, really add value to your estate plan. Because if you have an estate plan, and maybe you have a family home that you want to pass on, and maybe you have some cash, and you have some savings over here, all of that is great. But if you end up in a long-term care situation and you need that additional amount of money, you need another $8,000 a month or another $10,000 a month, and that goes on for a year and a 2 years and 3 years and pretty soon it's 5 years or 7 years, those are the type of events that just devastate a well laid out estate plan because you don't have any choice. You have to convert those assets to income to pay for that care. There is no safety net there. So the only way around that through Medicaid is to obviously just impoverish yourself, which is what most people don't want to do. And so we do the estate plan to say, hey, this is how I want the money to go onto the estate, the most tax efficient way. But you also need to make sure that you have the ability to pay for an extended healthcare event without converting those assets into income, paying the taxes and not being able to pass them on. And that's what this plan does. And the other thing I will tell you that Lawrence and Ruth, Lawrence was really worried about this because again, he's 70 years old. A lot of people think they're just too old for long-term care and, or they won't qualify. If you don't qualify for a long-term care insurance plan, the problem that you're going to have is then you've got to make some really, really tough decisions up front and sit down with your attorney when you design your estate plan. Because you can put money into a trust, but if you don't do it 5 years before you end up in a long-term care event, it's still going to be considered your money. If it's in a revocable trust, you have access to that money, it's still considered your money. So you really have to give that money away, so to speak. And those are the decisions that you got to make. But Lawrence and Ruth were able to avoid this again by setting up a plan that's going to give them each $133,500 a year tax-free for long-term care. And folks, when I say tax-free, that means it does not count as income. That money is coming into you. It's coming in month after month. You're getting that check for $11,000. It is not counted as income. So again, that's a client of the week. We have lots of examples of some different clients that we have helped on our website as well, too. So we try to bring one every week to you, but you can always see some more on our website at 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our final break, and when we come back, we're going to carry on the conversation about what long-term care does and how guarantees work. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Tory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. And Zach, I know Bulwark Capital's built on risk management. Explain that to me.
Most advisors are trying to do the right thing by increasing their clients' allocation to bonds as they get older. But thanks to record low rates, a lot of investors have paid more in fees over the past 8 years than they've actually made in their bond portfolios.
Well, that math just doesn't add up.
Dory, that's where our bond replacement strategy comes in. It goes up with a rising stock market, yet it's insured against loss in a falling market while not having any management fees.
And Zach has all these strategies in his brand new version of Common Sense Investing. Give him a call. Get your free copy. Call 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about the all-new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay you back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up Saturday, November 16th. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. It's a free class. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, we are on the air every Saturday morning. You can we're on a couple stations. You can get our information at 525longtermcare.com. Right there on the homepage, we have our schedule there. And we have the podcast available there. And we also have the Start Here button. So those of you that cannot make it to a class, you'll hear us talking about the classes all the time. You hear the ads for them. If you can't make it to a class, click the Start Now button here on our website, and that's going to walk you through a lot of the basic information in a real usable format. And the whole idea for me is just be your own advocate. I just got a call this week from somebody coming in, you know, and they just called and they want information. They want to know how much everything costs, but they haven't done any research at all. They haven't been to our website. They haven't read. They don't even know what long-term care pays for. And it's just really, really difficult because what happens if you call somebody that says, oh, great, I'll be glad to help you out. Those are the people that are going to sell you something. And that's why I'm always amazed. I see these people that come in with these long-term care plans that they bought years ago, and they're with the wrong companies. And I'm like, well, how'd you end up with this? Well, a friend of mine's, you know, daughter sold this and said it was a good company, but they didn't do any research. And so the way our website is set up is just, you know, educate yourself. That's the point of our show. You're going to listen to these shows, and you'll realize that I don't really talk about specific carriers because we are an independent company. And that is important to us because the program that is best for me and the company that's best for me may not be the program that's best for you or the company that's best for you. And we are not beholden to these companies trying to shove everybody into the same size program, meaning if I'm a captive agent and I work for one of these insurance companies, well, whatever product they have is the best, right? Because that's what I sell. We don't do that. We work with all the companies and we have a wide variety of programs, and we want our clients to, number one, start with education so that they feel very comfortable. And you can see some of the reviews on our website at 525longtermcare.com, just down in the bottom right at top rated local. These are all verified clients of ours that we have a service reach out to, and just read the reviews and you're going to see everybody says the same thing. They feel relieved. They didn't feel any pressure. That is really what we're trying to do. So we bring it information through the radio program, we have it through our website, and then we have it through our class. And our next class is going to be November 16th at 9 a.m. over in Bellevue. And I will tell you, the class is a lot of fun. I really enjoy it, and I think it's just a great way to come in and learn about long-term care and ask questions, and also listen to some of the questions that the people sitting next to you are going to ask, because that's really how you get the juices going. And a lot of people just, you know, we just get great feedback on those classes. That's why we continue to do them. So, we started off talking about the show, just really talking a little bit about the guarantees that insurance provides. And I will tell you, one of the biggest, when we look at these asset-based plans, so we're looking at Lawrence and Ruth. We were just talking about that. They're walking in with, you know, $370,000 up front, or $387,000, just a single deposit. They just did a one and done. They had the assets. They were able to reposition those. Now, a lot of people, especially advisors, will sit there and say, well, what's the return on that? What's the ROI, return on investment? And I want to just take a minute here and say, look, this is not why we put these plans in place. It is not a calculated ROI, because there's just too many things we don't know. If I take $370,000 and I say, what am I going to get on return on that? Well, we don't know. Where is that money? Do you have it in your, I mean, if you're going to use it for your long-term care bucket, you need to keep it somewhere safe and somewhere liquid. And so that means probably at a bank. I mean, you don't even really want to tie it up in a long CD, right? Because you don't know, if you put it in a 5-year CD, what happens if you go on claim next year? Well, you got to start paying penalties. But the bottom line is, you have a finite amount of money. We don't know, A, when we're going to go on claim, B, how long that claim's going to be, the magnitude of the claim, right? We don't know if it's going to be 2 hours a day for a year, or if it's going to be straight into skilled nursing for 7 years. We don't understand what an extended healthcare situation is, because there is no set formula for that. And a lot of people try to justify it by, well, my parents, you know, lived to be 95 and just died in their sleep. It's like, well, that's great. You know, my parents never had a house that burned down until, you know, I was a kid. Now I can sit there and say, well, their house never burned down, so my house will never burn down. Well, that's just, you can't do that. So there's too many unknowns. And again, that's why we have insurance versus investments. Yeah. Could I invest $370,000? Would my estate be better off? Yes. With one condition: I don't end up in a long-term care situation. That's the bottom line. If I never end up in long-term care, then yeah, leave your money in the investments and just let it ride. But the odds are stacked against us. 7 out of 10 of us will end up in a long-term care situation, and we don't know what the extent's going to be. So that's why we put these insurance plans in place. And I think that's one of the big things people are worried about. It's like, well, what if I put all this money into this plan and I never use it? Well, in this case, on these asset-based plans, most of the people will get their money back. That's what's wonderful about these asset-based plans. So now we're saying, well, let's make the argument for, what if I left that money invested? Well, that, again, only works out if you don't end up in a long-term care situation. Because if you end up in a long-term care situation, you got to convert those assets to income, you got to pay taxes, and you have a finite amount of protection. Versus, I've got a guarantee that I can get $130,000 every single year. I've got a guarantee that I can get $50,000 a year every single year. You design your plan. Your plan provides the guarantees and the risk mitigation that you want for yourself. And that's what long-term care insurance is. And so I just think that a lot of people will get tied up on how do I set up a plan? Do I really need a plan? Well, nobody knows that. And I just had a client in this last week that we're sitting there trying to design a plan. And I finally said, look, there is no perfect answer. I cannot tell you with certainty whether this $130,000 a year is going to be enough, or if it's going to be too much, or if it's not going to be enough, or if you're going to need it at all. That's not my job. Nobody can do that. We don't have that looking glass that allows us to peek into the future, so to speak. But what we can do is take a pretty realistic approach by looking at everybody as a whole and realize that, you know what, we are part of this village, and 7 out of 10 of us are going to end up in long-term care, and it's expensive, and there's lots of consequences. And by having a long-term care insurance plan, now I have a guaranteed, dedicated source of money to pay for care when I need it. That's what long-term care does. So again, keep that in mind. We do not promise you that, you know, long-term care insurance is going to be the be-all for everything you need. But what we can say is, it's going to mitigate a significant amount of risk. It's going to provide tremendous benefits to you and your family. And it's going to be a dedicated source of money that's going to allow you to get the help that you need when you need it. And what I mean by that is, if I just have cash, so many people do this, they try to use their family, they try to pinch, they try to hold on to their money and not get the level of care they need, versus if I have a long-term care insurance plan in place, I have a source of that money. I can flip the switch, bring in the professionals, bring in the money. That's what long-term care insurance does. So again, a lot of information on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Just go in there, float around, read about some of the, you know, the examples that we have. We have, you know, just different choices. We talk about the asset base and the hybrid based plans, the state partnership program. We talk about our process on the website. Lots of really good information there. You can always get a hold of us. All of our contact information is on that website as well, too. And again, sign up for one of our next class, which is or our upcoming class, which is going to be November 16th at 9 a.m. That's a Saturday morning over in Bellevue, right off of the Southeast 8th exit. Again, November 16th at 9 a.m. in Bellevue. And it's right there on the homepage. Classes are free. Everybody gets a book that we put together, a guide to long-term care planning. So again, thanks for everybody tuning in. It was just been, we'll be back next week with another show. And if you have any questions for us, or you have any comments, you can email us. All that information is on the website as well, too. 525longtermcare.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.